Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with football this morning. Tottenham will face Man United in an all-English Europa League final in Spain later this month. Spurs won 2-0 against Bodø Glimt in Norway to go through to the final 5-1 on aggregate in their second leg semi-final. Manager Ange Postecoglou says that they got a fantastic opportunity to end the season on a high.
Pleased for the players and the staff, and particularly our supporters. There's a few hundred here tonight who will remember this night, and thousands back home who have given us some real hope and something to dream about, that we can do something special this year.
Yeah, in the other tournament, Chelsea are through to the Conference League final and will face Real Betis. Rugby news, Maro Itoje has been named captain of the British and Irish Lions squad for their tour of Australia. The Saracens lock becomes the side's first English skipper since Martin Johnson in 2001, and just the second in the professional era. He says it's hard to articulate what it means to lead the team.
You think about the people who've held this position before, and it's remarkable. So it's an honour, and I'll do my very best to make sure I can contribute to a successful tour.
Moving on to some rugby news, the Hollywood Bets Sharks side for the URC clash with Ospreys today has been confirmed. Coach John Plumtree has made three changes to the side that beat Ulster away a few weeks ago. Dion Blula comes in for the sick Ox in Jay. Siamasugo starts at fly half and Yurenza Yulis starts at 13. Coach Plum says they have to be more clinical tonight.
I've challenged the boys around making sure their game preparation, their own mental personal preparation is better, so that we can nail those moments in the game that are important to the team, because they're not under pressure situations that we're making errors, and those are the parts that are killing us.
Yeah, so hopefully a nice win there for the Sharks. And the women Proteas are in action this morning in the tri-series against Sri Lanka and India. Today the opponent is Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka won the toss and chose to bowl first. South Africa changes in the side. We have Captain Fantastic Laura Wolfart. She's back after being sick for the entire week. So nice to see her opening the batting. And I can tell you that after 0.3 balls in the 50-over game, we are 1-0. So, yeah, we'll keep you updated the entire morning in terms of what's happening in Colombo. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.